Erica Kirk slams Hollywood elites mocking widows with white face. Fantasizing about new conservative widows. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 30, 2026. Erica Kirk called out comedian Drewski and left-wing TV host Jimmy Kimmel over their recent jokes that have involved either mocking a conservative widow or fantasizing about creating new widows. There is an epidemic of dehumanization plaguing this country, the Turning Point USA CEO declared. During a Wednesday appearance on The Charlie Kirk Show, reacting to Saturday evening's third assassination attempt against President Donald Trump, the widow said that U.S. culture has turned having an opposing viewpoint into a moral crime worthy of punishment. Here's what I've realized through all of this, truly having lived through quite literal hell these past 7 months. If you strip someone of their humanity long enough, you will arrive at the chilling conclusion that they don't deserve to exist at all, Erica Kirk continued. Every morning I wake up to a new headline lying about me, she added. I have comedians dressing up in whiteface. I have people saying I'm not fit to be CEO. And I have Candace Owens claiming I murdered my husband. And the list goes on, and on, and on. The Turning Point USA CEO went on to say, there is a serious epidemic of dehumanization plaguing this country. The most unthinkable tragedies have now become commonplace in our daily headlines. Watch below. Erica Kirk also addressed the third documented assassination attempt on President Trump's life during the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night. Ironically enough, the shooter was a teacher, she said of suspected shooter Cole Thomas Allen, who stormed a security checkpoint at the Washington Hilton Hotel with a shotgun, handgun, and knives. You have these people who are supposed to be teaching our children the future of this country, and he's so unhinged that he's able to teach children by day. And then attempt to murder the President of the United States by night, Erica Kirk asserted. The widow, whose husband, conservative icon Charlie Kirk, was assassinated while speaking at Utah Valley University on September 10, also noted, in his manifesto, he starts by contextualizing himself by saying, I am a citizen of the United States of America. While we may have big problems with illegal immigration in this country, we have an even bigger problem when it comes to the systemic indoctrination and radicalization of our own citizens, Erica Kirk proclaimed. This is what got my husband killed, she added. This is what has led to three illegitimate attempts on President Trump's life. And I can speak firsthand to that unbearable toll that this must take on our First Lady. The Turning Point USA CEO then pointed out, there has never been a president who has faced this many assassination attempts in America's entire history. Face check, true, as of Saturday, President Trump has surpassed former President Gerald Ford in surviving the most physical assassination attempts of any president in U.S. history. And after each one, the reaction from the far left has been, at best, a shrug, and in some cases, a sick disappointment that the shooter was unsuccessful, Erica Kirk continued. Take a minute and ask yourself, how would you feel if even just one person made cruel jokes about the attempted murder of your loved one? She said, adding, that is what Jimmy Kimmel did to the First Lady. He said that she had the glow of an expected widow. Just 48 hours before that nightmare almost became a reality, Erica Kirk added. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.